All right, welcome to Christian Overcomers, and thank you for joining us for this Bible study. You know, we have people from many denominations that study with us, but a large segment of our listeners believe that, or have been taught, that the final 7 years of Daniel 9:27 have been shortened down to 5 months. Or else, some of them believe that the last 3.5 years only have been shortened down to 5 months. The last 3.5 years being the tribulation period, the great tribulation. And they get that from a couple of different verses. Matthew 24, verse 22, and Revelation 9, verse 5. And I'm going to read them. And in Matthew 24, verse 22, it says, "And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." And so then they go to Revelation 9, verse 5, and they read this, and this is what they see. "And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man." So really, they arbitrarily see this short period of time mentioned in the book of Revelation, and they say, well, this must be the period of time of that Christ shortened it to. And so they look at these and they make that connection. But I'm going to show you why I disagree with that. And I'm not trying to, I just want to say off the bat, I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm not trying to discredit any teacher that's ever taught that. You know, we all make mistakes. We're all human. But I feel like I'm going to show, in this study, I'm going to be able to show without a shadow of a doubt that the tribulation period has not been shortened down from 7 years to 5 months, or from 3.5 years to 5 months. And I think I'm going to be able to prove that the five-month period mentioned in Revelation 9 that we're studying right now in the book of Revelation fits in somewhere in this final 3.5 year period called the Great Tribulation. And I don't know exactly where it fits, but I'm just kind of roughly putting it somewhere around here towards the end of it. And anyways, so that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try to see where, we're going to kind of look at, okay, what did Christ mean in Matthew 24, verse 22, when he said that the time should be shortened? Because it definitely has a meaning. He definitely said that. So we're going to figure out why he said that and where those 5 months fit in. And here we go. Matthew 24, verse 15. Christ speaking, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand." Okay, most people believe that this abomination of desolation is the Antichrist himself sitting in the temple of God claiming that he is God. And others believe that this marks the midst of the week when image of the beast is set up in Revelation chapter 13. I'm going to let you kind of decide on that. That's not really the focus of our study. Either way, Antichrist would be here at this time. Verse 16, "Then let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains." Verse 17, "Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house." Why? Because something's going to happen. When that abomination is set up, the great tribulation is about to begin. "Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes." Verse 19, "And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days." I want you to pay attention to this word woe, because the fifth, sixth, and seventh trumpets of Revelation are called woe trumpets. That tells us something, that you got to pay attention to detail. The tribulation is a woeful time, the great tribulation. So anything that's called a woe must fit into that time period. And what he's saying there is, he's using the analogy that, hey, if you were pregnant with child and you were in Jerusalem at that time, it's going to woe unto you because you're not going to be able to escape the wrath. In other words, God's trying to let us know that when the Antichrist comes, his fury is going to build. His jealousy, his wrath, his anger. When he sees the entire world worshiping the false one and ignoring him, that's going to cause a great deal of jealousy. Verse 20, but pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, okay? In other words, just pray that you can get out of there fast. Verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation. Okay, this is in the midst of the week, the midst of the week of years of Daniel 9, verse 27. So you have the first 3.5 years, then you have the midst of the week when the abomination is in the holy place. And then the great tribulation begins. And that's what he says here. For then shall be the great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of this world to this time, no, nor shall ever be. And you know what? I just forgot about something. We forgot to open in prayer. And we'll just ask for a word of wisdom from our Heavenly Father that you give us eyes to see and ears to hear as we study your word, so that we can be better servants of yours. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. All right. So what he's saying here is there has never been a time so stressful, so full of chaos as this time is going to be. I mean, think about it. We were warned ahead of time. It's hard for us to imagine, you know, right now we can study together. We got YouTube on the internet and we can kind of casually drink our coffee and study, but not during this time. We're in preparation right now. And it's important that we prepare for the length of time that we are to endure. No shortcuts, no raptures. You know, some people even say that the Great Tribulation has been shortened down to 10 days. No, just get all of that extra, fluff out of your mind. Because in this study, God is going to be very specific in his word of the time period that we need to be prepared for. Again, I'm not trying to offend anybody. And hey, if you're right away, you're sitting here thinking, no way, Pastor Ben, I know that the tribulation has been shortened to 5 months. I'm not going to listen anymore. Don't do that. Just hear me out. Go through the documentation and look at the scriptures, pray about it. And hey, if you still disagree, hey, we can agree on many other topics. And I am passionate about this topic for the simple reason is I'm passionate about everything that I see as being truth. So here we go. Verse 22. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So definitely something has been shortened here. And he's doing it for his elect. For you who are listening. You who care, you who want to study God's word, want to please him. God is doing this for you, for us. Otherwise, nobody would be saved. You know, there are times in the Old Testament where God's wrath was pouring out upon the nation of Israel and other nations, I believe, as well, where God shortened his hand and stopped the destruction. In other words, he could have kept it going more and more severe. More severe. So I don't necessarily believe that this is only speaking of time, I'm thinking that it has to do also with the severity of wrath. The severity of wrath. But I want you to hold on to that thought. Let's look at a graph here, or let's look at a time element here. In Matthew 24, these words were spoken by Christ somewhere around 29 AD. Depending on what timeline you're using and which scholar you're following. But anyways, give or take 5 years, to be generous. It's somewhere around 29 AD. Write that down on a piece of paper. All right, now, with that in mind, go to Revelation 11, verse 2. And we're going to read 5 different instances in the book of Revelation where a 3.5-year period is still mentioned, most of which, except for I believe one time, is referring to the Great Tribulation. And let us read 11, verse 2 of Revelation. But the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months. Now that's 3.5 years. And I know somebody might be thinking, well, no, it's a little bit short. Hey, if you've never done our study, go to our YouTube channel, search on our website, in our search bar, or wherever. If you still can't find it, send me an email. I'll send you a link. But we have a video titled, The 360-Day Perfect Prophetic Year. The 360-Day Perfect Year. Because all the way back in Genesis, when the flood of Noah happened, the days, 5 months equaled exactly 150 days. Perfect 30-day months. Since then, the sun and the moon have changed their orbit some, causing there to be 365.25 something days. But if you take that into account, that every time we're speaking prophetically of this last 3.5-year period, that we're talking about a perfect 360-day lunisolar year. And I believe we're going back to that in the future. I believe there'll be a little bit of an adjustment made in the heavens as far as the rotation or the orbits of the sun and the moon and the earth that will cause that to come back into being. Anyways, we in that study called The Perfect 360-Day Year, I talk about where or when that may have changed, when the orbits were changed and time changed. But anyways, so in a sense there, actually time has already been shortened. It has been lengthened, but will be shortened again. But I don't really think that's it, but that's something some people believe, that every year goes from 365.25 back down to 360, therefore the time is technically shortened. I don't think that's really what it's talking about, but you never know. Anyways, let's go to Revelation 11, verse 3. And I will give power unto my 2 witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth, 1,260 days, according to the perfect 360-day year. I'll stop saying that because now you'll know. You can assume that's what I'm talking about. Is exactly 3.5 years. Revelation 12, verse 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Again, 1,260 days. I believe this is actually probably the first 3.5 years. And when we get to Revelation 12, I'll kind of explain that. But anyways, we see another 3.5-year period of time mentioned in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. Verse 14 of Revelation 12. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. This is the same time period given in Daniel chapter 7. I mean, as far as the times are concerned. Times are years. So it's time equals 1 year, times is 2 years, and a half a time is a half a year. So what is that? 1 + 2 + 1/2 is 3.5 years. Again, in Revelation. Then we skip over to Revelation 13, verse 5. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him, speaking of the Antichrist or the first beast, to continue 42 months. 42 months equals 3.5 years. Same amount of time. So what did we have there? We had 5 times in the book of Revelation where a 3.5 year period of time was mentioned. And only one place in the book of Revelation is this 5 month period mentioned. I'm going to get a little bit ahead of myself. What does that tell you? That tells you that the 5 months, I mean, common sense when you're looking at it, well, the 5 months must fit somewhere in that last 3.5 years. That's not that difficult. And it's definitely not heresy. I have to say that because sometimes I get if I stray from the mindset of how somebody has learned something since they became a Christian, they say heresy or whatever, you know. And hey, you gotta, there are very good teachers throughout every generation. There was Martin Luther. Hey, he was a great teacher, but hey, he had a lot of errors. We can look back and say, hey, look at, oh man, I can't believe he believed that part or this part. No matter what scholar you're studying under, no matter what teacher, they're going to make some mistakes, including myself. Hey, if you're going to listen to a study of mine 2-3 years ago, I might have changed something a little bit. And I'll usually try to call it out and say, hey, you know, I taught it this way before, but hey, I've been learning. I'm still a student. I still have to pray for wisdom and understanding all the time. I'm not going to try to once we try to pretend we have all the answers, we sit back and say, yep, I've already done it, and this is the way it is. You better believe it. We're going to stop growing if we do that. Am I saying we should be a reed shaken in the wind? No. But we're to grow and to learn. So let's look at this chart here. Matthew 24, Christ spoke those words in 29 AD when he said that the time was shortened for the elect's sake. Then you go over to Revelation where we see five times, a 3.5 year period mentioned. And guess when that was written? In 96 AD. So you go from, obviously, 96 AD is after 29 AD. But to be more specific, it is 67 years later. Now tell me this. Would Christ tell us the time is shortened back in Matthew 24? Down to a 5 month period, which it didn't say that in Matthew 24 at all. Some people believe that they say, hey, no, Pastor Ben, you don't understand. It says in Matthew 24 that the time has been shortened to 5 months. It never says that. It doesn't say that at all. It says that the time has been shortened. So then we have to figure out what this means. So 67 years later, Christ still keeps telling us that the tribulation is 3.5 years long. Now, is he going to not give us the updated version in 96 AD, 67 years later? Surely, if the tribulation had been shortened from Daniel's original 3.5 years down to 5 months, there wouldn't be any mention of this 3.5 year period in Revelation. And I know some will say, well, he gives that period so you know where we're at. Now, that's, you know, you're really stretching and juggling things there. Besides that, I've got other witnesses to prove this point. And again, I'm doing this study primarily. Some of you may have never been, you may have never been taught that the 7 years or the last 3.5 years has been condensed down to a 5 month period. So this might seem like a waste of time to you or something like that, but you know what? It won't, because we're going to see where, I get a better idea of where these 5 months fit in and where the 5th, 6th, and 7th trump fit in as well to the last 3.5 years. And you'll be able to help explain this to somebody. Is it dire? Is it critical? Well, I'm not going to say it's critical to somebody's salvation or something like that, but you know what? I believe every little bit of truth. I can disagree. I can agree to disagree on this issue. It's not a big deal with me. But I do believe that every little bit of truth leads to another truth. And to another, and to another, and it's a domino effect. But untruths, or wrong interpretations, wrong teachings, not going to say false teachings, false teachings will do the same, but wrong teachings will put little roadblocks in the way that you would have got there, and you would, and other scriptures would have opened up, but hey, you got that thing that's a little bit wrong right there. So now you're blocked from going there to growing here and there. You see what I'm saying? Wrong interpretations are like growth stunts, growth blockages. And we need to get those out of the way so we can continue to grow and learn. All right. So my basic point there is, 67 years later, Christ, if he had shortened the time in Matthew 24, he wouldn't keep telling us anything about a 3.5 year period. He would give us the updated version. That's common sense. But I want you to look at something too. This is something for other people. Other people like preterists, I know I'm using a sophisticated word, I guess. That's what many scholars use for the term preterists and historicists. They look at many of the events in Revelation as being past history or expanding over a certain period of time. But anyways, I'm not going to go into that, but I want to show something here. The prophecy of the last 3.5 years is given to us in months, days, and years in three different ways. What does that tell you? I don't know what it tells you, but you know what it tells me? It tells me that God is doing it in three different ways so that we can't try to say, well, no, a year actually means 1,000 years. Or a day equals a year. Because that kind of formula. A day equals a prophetic year or something like that. And start trying to change the literalness of 42 months, of 1260 days, and a time times and a half a time. Because when God gives it in three different ways, it locks it in. You can't say that months don't actually mean months, or days don't actually mean days, or years don't actually mean years. All right? Of course, when you're using the perfect 360-day year, and we already talked about that. All right. Now I'm going to go somewhere, and we're going to read, I believe, that shortened time from Matthew chapter 24 is defined to us in Revelation 12. You got to pay attention to detail. Now, check this out. Revelation 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Now, I'm going to get to the next verse here, verse 8. And prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Verse 9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. This hasn't happened yet. You know, back in Genesis chapter 6, we read of an influx of fallen angels that came before and actually married humans, the daughters of Adam, and actually had children with them that became the giants because they were half angel, half human hybrids. Hey, we're going to see some crazy times again where the evil supernatural is going to mingle with the fleshly realm. This has happened before, and it's going to happen again. All right. So I want to say one other thing too, because we talked about in Revelation 9 here. This is Revelation 9C. We talked about the bottomless pit and how it was a demonic army that comes out of there. Now, a lot of people, in order to make this five-month thing work for them, they say that the locusts that come out of the pit are Satan and his fallen angels. But that's not true. This is, you could think of it more of as a division, different divisions of Satan's army. One of them's up in heaven, Satan and his angels, and there are other armies locked in the abyss, the bottomless pit, with the destroyer, Abaddon and Apollyon as their king. I mean, you're seeing hell, basically what you're seeing happen in the fifth trumpet, or in the end times. You're seeing the fifth trumpet open, and you see hell opening up, and evil angels from heaven coming down. I mean, this earth is going to go through this great tribulation. We're going to see interdimensional things happening, both good and bad. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. But anyways, so Satan and his fallen angels are not the same as the locusts that come out of the bottomless pit. And why I'm stressing that is because they have to, people who believe that the whole tribulation has been shortened to 5 months, they have to say that. Otherwise, this doesn't work for them. And it doesn't, that just doesn't work out. So, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And he's coming down to do it to us. And they over, verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. What does that mean? It means they're willing to die for the gospel. They didn't love their lives enough in the flesh to say, oh, wait a second, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take up my cross. Oh, don't let the tribulation be 3.5 years. Hey, I don't want it to be. Believe me, I don't want it to be 3.5 years. I don't want it to be a day. Nobody wants to go through turmoil. But we must. It is our job. It is our duty. And knowing that we have to do that, we have to prepare mentally and spiritually for that as well. Verse 12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Hey, it's a good day up in heaven, but what happens here on earth for us? Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. There it is, right there. He knows he has a short time. And that short time is going to be defined for us here in the next couple verses. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. Israel, true Israel, and those that keep the commandments of God. And here it is, verse 14, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and a times, and a half a time, from the face of the serpent. What did that just tell us? When Satan got kicked out of heaven, what did he do? He looked on the earth, he said, hey, I got a short time. And it's defined right here. You see it? Time, times, and a half time. A short time is defined as 3.5 years. What does that leave us with then? What did Christ mean when he in Matthew 24, when he said the time had been shortened? Well, I believe it simply means this, that when God laid out his plan, he left the period of the Antichrist, he made it into a short period of time. And I'm going to show you a little graph here. Short time equals 3.5 years. And I already asked that question, but I'll just read it from the board here. So why did it say in Matthew 24 that the tribulation was shortened then? Well, let's take a look at this. The Israelites were in captivity for 400 years in Egypt. That's a long time. That's a long time. Could you imagine growing up your whole life, starting out as a babe and being in slavery and in bondage, never having a day of freedom in your life? Because there are many generations that never experience a day of freedom. And then you had the 70 years captivity in Babylon. This was a horrible time for the Israelites. 70 years. That's a long time. That's a complete generation. Again, some of those babies grew up in captivity and never saw a day of freedom. Not to mention they saw the destruction and of Jerusalem. And then we get down to this short little segment here. Look at this. Look at how small that is there. Would you guess what that is? Keep in mind, these aren't in scale. This would be smaller than this even. 3.5 years captivity under the Antichrist. Now, when you look at this, that's a long time. 400 years. 70 years is a long time. But 3.5 years that the Antichrist has to reign, that's a short period of time. That's not even as long as Obama's been reigning. So, I believe that's simply what it means. God is just saying, hey, if I didn't keep that tribulation time short, no flesh would be saved, but I kept it short for the elect's sake. I kept it short. I'm not going to let Satan reign for 400 years. I'm not going to let him reign for 70 years. But Pastor Ben, I still disagree with you. It's got to be 5 months. Well, let's take a look at that. Well, first I want to go to a verse in Daniel 12, verse 6, because that's where my slides are taking me here. Daniel 12, verse 6, and one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long, check that out, we're talking about the time, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and now check this out, and swear by him that liveth forever that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. What did this angel just do? He made a solemn declaration of how long the time would be. And he said it would be 3.5 years long. So when we're just going through the Bible and we see Christ said in Matthew 24 that the time has been shortened, and we just arbitrarily pick the period out in Revelation chapter 9 and say, oh, that looks like a short period of time, 5 months. Let's just throw that in there and call that the tribulation. That's being a little bit careless. Again, I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm not ripping on any teachers that have taught that, because there have been some great teachers that have taught that. But again, I'm not going to hold, I'm going to do my best anyways, not to have a double standard for teachers that I may have learned under, that I may have liked, and then go out and look at some other teacher and be harsher on what he teaches and say, well, that's false and that's false, but then let this little thing ride here. Not going to do that. We should never do that. Should we, cause chaos and strife and division over something like this and go around and bother people about it? No. I'm just trying to show you what I believe to be the truth in a passionate way. I'm passionate about what I believe. Most of you have known that. Anyways, and when he shall, okay, time, times, and a half a time. So in other words, if there was a time other than 3.5 years, we would definitely see an angel making some kind of declaration saying, okay, I'm swearing, I'm making an oath that the time has been changed. But where we can really just seal this whole thing up, and I did mention this already, but I'm going to mention it again, is that there are 3 woe trumpets in the book of Revelation. The 5th trumpet, which is 5 months long, is only 1 woe trumpet. It's the first woe. And we're going to go take a look at that verse here. Revelation 9, verse 12. One woe is past, and behold, there come 2 woes more hereafter. In other words, we just got done with the 5 months. He says the 5 months is over. It's done. But we haven't even entered the 6th trumpet yet. And a lot of things happen in that 6th trumpet that we're going to read about in our next study in this series. A lot of things happen. Whole armies are gathered together for getting ready for Armageddon. And the 7th trumpet still has to blow, and there are 7 vials that have to be poured out in the 7th trumpet. And that's going to take some time. And those are the other woes that are yet to come hereafter. Now I'm going to show this on a little chart here. Okay, so where do the 5 months fit in? Again, this isn't precise. I'm just giving you a guide to go by. 5th trumpet is the 5-month period. 6th trumpet obviously starts right after that. And then the 7th trumpet blows. So what do we have here? There's still going to be time after the 5 months. Because this is woe, woe, woe. And I believe, as we're going to get into it even further, that this is the period of time given to the Antichrist. We may even go 75 days past this into the vials. That's something we'll dig into when we get to the vials. But anyways, woe, woe, woe. It's definitely longer than 5 months. 5 months fits into the tribulation. This 3.5-year period is a short period of time. I believe it's that simple. And I think that is the end of our discussion. Hey, again, I don't want to offend anybody. I don't mean to stir the pot. Not trying to belittle any other teachers that may teach this or still teach it. I just wanted to show you my research through the scriptures, because like I said, I believe one truth opens up another truth, and I've experienced that. I've experienced that. It's beautiful. You may have to do that to some of my teachings at some point. You may have to say, okay, I'm seeing something a different way. I'm going to have to just set aside what Pastor Ben said because something ain't lining up there. You may see things clearer. Let's hope I don't do that too often. But I'm just letting you know straight up front here. It can happen. I want you to use me as a tool, as a resource, and bond together with this ministry so we can get the truth out to the people. But I'm not the final authority of all matters. And most of you are probably smiling right now. You, that wasn't even a question with you. But I have to say it. Because it's something that Bible teachers, I think, need to say and can't say enough. Anyways, hey, I can't wait till we get into the 6th trumpet. It's going to be fascinating. And also, I just want to say, I hope you guys are, if you know about them anyways, I hope you're enjoying some of our children's Bible studies, as well as our candlelight Bible studies. I think we're actually going to, with those, I think we might start going through the book of Proverbs verse by verse, my wife and I. And it's just kind of a casual Bible study, you know, where it's not, fully laid out like these are, you know, where I get the slides all prepped and everything. Hey, we're just kind of digging in, learning, and brainstorming. And I also hope you're enjoying our discussions, our roundtable discussions. With primarily it's been Don, Dave, and in this last one that we did, Mark. And there may be other people that'll join in. And I just want to say something else. I want to say something about that too. Not everybody that's going to be on those roundtable discussions is going to agree on everything. And if you see me sitting next to somebody sharing the scriptures and associating with them, it doesn't mean that I believe exactly what they believe. Because I'll tell you what, I have disagreements with probably about even some of these things that we're talking about today with other people that are going to be sitting around the round table. We're not going to argue about them. We're just going to dig in through the topics, current events, and other topics that are prevalent. But that's how we grow and learn. Anyways, hey, I'm going to close this up before I get a little too long here. Do like what Christ said in Matthew chapter 4 when he was tempted by the devil. He said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. So see that you study it. See that you consume it every single day so that you can be a Christian overcomer. Christian Overcomers is brought to you by the tithes and offerings of our listeners. If you'd like to donate, you can do so by going to ChristianOvercomers.com. God bless you, and thank you for your support.